Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. Welcome to a new season of the podcast. On this season, we'll be talking particularly about faith. And I'm super excited about the episodes I have lined up. If you are yet to fill the questionnaire, please do so in the description box now. That brings us to today's episode. Again, you will not be surprised. You already know the title. As human beings, we have the innate desire to be loved, and it's not a bad thing. But on the other hand, I love you is one of the most abused statements in the world. Having been created by God with a deep desire to be loved, it is only understandable that the God that has put the desire in us to want to be loved is the God that also loves us and has the capacity to feel that our desire for love that he gave us in the first place. And so Jeremiah 31 verse 3 in the Message version says, "I have never stopped loving you, never will. Expect love and more love." That is one scripture I love so much and has been such an anchor in my short life span, I guess. The love of God is such a wild topic that Paul in his epistles prayed for different churches at different times about them growing in the love of God. And so you want to make a disclaimer that this episode is not a comprehensive episode on all that can be said about the love of God. The love of God is such a deep thing that it takes the entire of our work with God to unveil. So you will never get to a point where you know the love of God or you have seen the love of God finished. Paul was saying in Ephesians that you will know the height, the depth, the breadth, the width of the love of God. Like, that qualification of the love of God shows how blessed it is. And I think that the most important thing perhaps that I want you to leave here with is that the love of God is limitless. It is not God is at God's grade of loving. Just as different humans, talking about maybe financial capacities, their ability to give is limited to what they have. So when God gives to us, he gives at his capacity, and because he is a God that is not limited by any of the limitations that we as human beings know, whatever he gives is also not limited. And I think it's very important to understand that, because many times it is possible to project our experience of love from our parents, from people around us, into our relationship with God. But it's important to know that whatever mirror, whatever experience of love that we have outside God is at best a limited perspective. The love of God is not like that of whosoever it is that has hurt you, whosoever it is that you have trusted that has hurt you. His love can be trusted. His love is boundless. It never gets to an end. You can never exhaust the love of God. It is not credit that you say, "Oh, I'm on this call for so long, this credit will finish." No, it is endless, and that is what makes the love of God so important. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the love of God is not just this idea that, oh, it's just a nice idea, so I just go with it. The love of God is a love that gives. It is not just a love that makes claim. It is a love that actually does the work. And it does not just do the barest minimum. It does the highest maximum, if there is a word like that. The love of God is the motivating factor for restoring the broken relationship between God and man. The love of God is very central to the Christian faith, because the reason we can have relationship with God in the first place is because God is willing to be in a relationship with us. Because God is God, if he does not want to be in a relationship with us, trust me, we will not be able to have a relationship with him, because he calls the shot. So the love of God is the reason that there can be relationship between God and man in the first place. And the Bible is about the love of God that keeps giving to us in spite of our shortcomings. like I've earlier established, the love of God is not limited, and so it's not something that can be exhausted. The love of God also means that God is very, very interested and has made possible relationship with Him through the sacrifice of His Son. And so, regardless of where you are or what you have done, it is important to remember that God loves you, and so He wants to have a relationship with you, regardless of what it is that has happened in the past. You will never be wrong to come back to your Father, because God is both lover and father. He is the safest person to trust. He is the safest person to be in a relationship with. He is not a man that is limited. He is the God who loves you and wants a relationship with you. It's such a game changer to know that the God of the universe is in love with you. The God of the universe is after your good. The God of the universe is ready to listen to you. That is even the confidence with which you can approach God in prayer. You know that you are not talking to somebody that is, you know, bored and does not need to listen to you. It affects everything. It affects your devotion even to Him, because the more you know and understand the love that God has for you, the more you are willing to love Him back and be devoted to Him. It also just makes you immune to a lot of things when you know that God loves you. I mean, in my life as a person, I have found this to be a game changer, the knowledge that God loves me. It flows into everything. It will help you with a great self-esteem. I mean, like, how will you look down on yourself when you are loved by God? Like, I mean, if the God of the universe is not looking down on me and counts me worthy of His love and decides to pour out His love on me. And the amazing thing, like I said in the beginning again, is that the more you are aware of the love of God, the more you grow in the knowledge. It's being immersed into an endless ocean of God's love, of Jesus loves you, God loves you, God is for you, God is not against you. These are truths that will hold you, will keep you firm. There is nothing the devil can do to change that. There is nothing the devil can say to change that. Even on the days that you fall short, you know that you can always go back to Him, and then there is provision. The love of God should really not just be a foreign concept or something you've mentally assented to and then you just continue to live your daily life. The love of God, the knowledge that should follow you into your everyday. And now that you have access to God, now that there is the relationship with God, that helps to give favor to your devotion. So the love of God that makes possible relationship with God is also the one that helps you keep that relationship with God. This knowledge also transforms every area of your life. It's also a truth that we need to always be reminded of, because again, like we spoke about on the episode of affirmations, it's possible to forget. It's possible to have these that make us question the love of God. And that is why His word and relationship with Him is also a way to make us always remember that we are loved by God, regardless of the situations we are going through. And so, people of God, I hope that this episode has reminded you that God loves you and He has made possible relationship with Him, and that His love cannot be exhausted by our shortcomings. So live today and every day of your life immersed in the truth that God is for you and He loves you and has made possible relationship with you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. You can also leave me an audio message on Anchor. Peace and joy.